The odds are that Corbyn will be re-elected in September. I'd say about 60% probability. We know that 172 MPs have no confidence in him, Labour MPs. It's probably a bigger number than that by now, that, by the way. And the left will try and deselect some of the people who've been to the fore in this coup. The trouble is their strength is patchy. I don't think they may not be able to deselect all 172. And generally, the threat of deselection is more important than actually deselection itself, because what it does is it sort of brings people more into line. It shuts them up if they think that the left in their party is really out for them. That's certainly the pattern of what happened in the 80s. But I mean, so many MPs are now sort of openly, almost openly, talking about this idea of a new left of centre party. Paddy Ashdown, of course, who was involved with trying to bring together the Liberal Democrats and Labour in the new Labour years. It all came to nothing, really. He has sort of set up this sort of alliance between sort of social democrats within the Labour Party and liberals and Greens. And actually, I think ideologically, the climate for a new party is more promising than it was at the time of the formation of the SDP, because many of the people on the right of the Labour Party no longer have this sort of great commitment to trade unions in the way they used to have. That was one of the stumbling blocks between which prevented a lot more people joining the SDP from the Labour Party. The other thing is there isn't this faith in the power of the state that many Labour people had 30, 40 years ago. That there's very little, really, these days that differentiates most Labour people and the Liberal Democrats and many Greens. And so the real problem, two problems, is one is it's very difficult to get a new party off the ground in a two-party, first-past-the-post system. And second, there's no real leader. Yeah. Whereas the one thing that the SDP had is they had three potential leaders in Shirley Williams, David Owen and Roy Jenkins. But there must be a huge chance that this will happen. But what it will do, of course, is it will divide the left, possibly for decades, and mean that the Conservatives have a free run for a very long time.
And it's almost a cloud no bigger than a man's hand, a bit like the referendum was. Nobody thought before the election, at least a few of us did, the referendum could be disastrous for David Cameron. It's possible, of course, that what's happening in the Labour Party could be disastrous for the Labour Party, but people are too busy focusing on other things to think about that.